The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 81, The End of the Road. I'm Bob Jones, and in this podcast series, we've been immersing ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learning how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 81.
信言不美, 美言不信。 善者不变, 变者不善。 知者不博, 博者不智。 圣人不讥, 既以为人己欲有。 既以与人己欲多。 天之道，利而不害。 圣人之道，为而不争。
Truthful words are not beautiful. Beautiful words are not truthful. One who is good is not eloquent. One who is eloquent is up to no good. One who knows is not erudite. One who is erudite does not know. The sage does not hoard. The more he serves, the more he has. The more he gives, the more he receives. The way of heaven brings benefits and does no harm. The way of the sage only serves and never contends. For us, this is the final chapter, the end of our journey through the Tao Te Ching. But we cannot know if Lao Tzu saw this as the end. We have a received version of the text. Discoveries occasionally throw that into doubt. Various commentators like to move the furniture around in the room. Times change. People change. But this verse certainly feels final. It reads like parting words, a last bit of advice before he leaves us to make our own way in the world. Beware of fancy words and promises. The truth isn't always what it seems. Knowledge isn't always wisdom. Possessions don't always make you rich. The last few lines sound like a plea from the heart. What harm can following Tao do? The sage, an enlightened one, is humble, selfless, generous. Many of the things that Lao Tzu has been trying to show us are not unique to Lao Tzu. They crop up in other belief systems, religious and non-religious, the world over and all through time. Perhaps the extra dimension that Lao Tzu has been giving us is the need to pare back the complications in our lives, see life for what it is. It's a truly amazing thing that doesn't need to be dressed up with ambition and curiosity and possessions. We're often hampered by our own social norms, learned since childhood. It's far from easy to throw them off like a snake shedding a skin. Lao Tzu knows that. He is understanding, living his own dream, generous and benign. "Here are my thoughts," he says. "Take them or leave them, but at least consider them." In the previous chapter, Lao Tzu presented us with a utopian dream, a Garden of Eden, a paradise. but he must have realized that human nature was providing a tough hill to climb. Mankind strives, explores, and conflicts. These all bring destruction, according to Lao Tzu. Follow the ways of Tao, and all shall be well. He has consistently implored us. After a lifetime of such teachings, what made Lao Tzu leave his native land, never to return? Was it frustration? Irritation? Did he concede that his project, for now, was unattainable? Or was he simply in search of his perfect world, his simple peaceful village, at one with nature, at one with Tao? The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. It's been a fascinating journey traveling through the Tao Te Ching. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. Thanks so much for your company. Till next time, goodbye. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.